This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You still have time to send in your emails, though. We are live. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for this week or next. It doesn't matter. Email them all in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What do you get for Liberal Aunt Peggy for Secret Santa? Are there rules in war? Someone wants to talk about, well, communism here versus Russia. But I want to dig into this question first. It's a very good question. Hey, Jesse, a thought has occurred to me because the subject of this one is, are we delusional? Hey, Jesse, a thought occurred to me as I was listening to you this week via podcast. Oh, that reminds me. If you missed the show or any part of the show, they podcast the show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They podcast the show every day after the show is over. Just go download a podcast version of it. Anyway, I couldn't help but think, back to the email, are we delusional to think that we still have a two-party political system? You joke about the low-T GOP who won't stand up to the insanity. We complain about the rhinos in bed with the Dems. The RNC leadership is useless. It almost feels like the ineptness of the GOP is intentional. The elite Republicans and the communist Democrats may just be two sides of the same evil demonic coin. The low-T GOP elites likely have a fake love of country, definitely want a rule of kings, and have no connection to our realities in the trenches. Is this a far reach to think this way? What say you? Says not to say their name, and I will not. Okay. Well, let's talk about this. No, it's not a far reach. No, it's not ridiculous. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture a city, a Viking city. All right. It's a Viking city. All right. We live in a Viking town. You live in it. Just stay with me. We live in a Viking town. You live in one. I live in one. We live in a Viking town. We're all in the same town. And we live pretty hard scrabble lives. We have whatever log cabin we've put together. Definitely one bedroom. For me, the wife, the kids, we're all sleeping on top of each other, cooking on top of each other, dirt floors, cold in the winter, hot in the summer. You know that you're picturing a tribal, very tribal existence. When it's dinner time, I don't pull up DoorDash on my cell phone. I have to grab my bow and arrow and try to kill something and come back and hopefully you'll cook it for dinner. That's our life, right? That's our life. And it's this way for almost everyone in town. But this town, the town has a government, a tribal council. We'll call it a tribal council. Now, the town is set up where there's a big hill in the middle of the town. You're picturing this? And on top of the big hill is a big Viking castle, a big Viking longhouse it would be, but we're going to say castle for the purpose of our story. A big castle. And this castle is where the government of the town, it's where they work, and it's where they all live. If you are a member of the government, you live on top of this hill in the middle of town in the castle, and it's pretty nice up there. They're not going out hunting deer. They make someone else do it. They have the peasants go hunt their deer. Hot meals, soft beds, fireplaces all around, nice and warm in the winter. Cool in the summer, nice gentle breeze on top of the hill. That's where the government of the town lives. Now, you can run for office and get elected in this little Viking settlement of ours. And let's say you wake up one day and you come to me, you knock on my crappy wooden door of my crappy little house, and you say, Jesse, I want to run for office. I'm tired of the people being oppressed by this government in this town. Jesse, I'm going to run. And when I run, I'm going to march into that castle and I'm going to change things for this town. I'm going to change how things run. I'm tired of the people being put upon. And I say, yes, let's do it. Yeah, run for office. Okay, and you do. And you win. But you get elected. And on the day you get elected, you, your wife, your husband, whatever you've got, kiddos, you pack up all your things. And you head on top to the top of the hill to move into the castle. And you walk into the castle and they say, hey, come on in. Congratulations on winning that election. Let's show you to your quarters. And they take you down and you have your own wing in the castle. You don't have your own room. You have your own wing. A room for each of the kids. Soft beds, fireplaces, servants. Servants to cater to your every whim. Hey, I'm hungry. Someone get me some grapes. Pour me a warm bath. Now, remember all those promises you were making to me about how you were going to march into that castle and change things? Those promises start to get a little fuzzy and start to fade from memory just a bit when the place you were going to go blow up and reform becomes a place that has provided for you pretty well. Now, you're sitting there with your wife. Warm fireplace. She just got out of a nice warm bath. She's wrapped in bear furs, looking pretty good on your soft bed. Kids are so happy. Daddy, we have toys for the first time. Are you as committed to changing things in that castle as you were back when we were in the one-room shanty right beside each other? Do you have any idea how much money Mitch McConnell's family makes from communist China? Did you know that Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, well, she was part of Trump's cabinet. I forget what she did, but do you understand that her family's shipping business, that they only exist with the approval and sanction of the communist government of China? And that if they decided they were angry with Mitch McConnell, they could snap their fingers and their family's wealth, their family's business disappears tomorrow. Disappear, vanishes like a mist, gone. We do have some people who are in office that are trying to do good. We do. I don't want to act like none of them do good. They all get there. They all forget where they came from. All is lost. Nothing matters. That's not what I'm saying here. But these people get elected. Even people who run for the right reasons and sound good and they're going there to do good. They move out of the homes of the peasants and you start walking. Look, I've walked those halls. for various things I've had to go do. You walk into the Capitol and you look around at the statues of Thomas Jefferson and the white marble and the Capitol ceiling, and you walk up to your congressional office. Not that I experienced this because I lost twice, but there's a big plaque that says Congressman Jesse Kelly of Texas. And I walk into my office and I have a congressional pin on my lapel. And everybody said, I have a couple little pretty interns there. Hey, Congressman, thanks for coming in. We'll try not to be annoying. You want a cup of coffee? And I've got staff. My chief of staff is coming to me. Hey, sir, we've got some people. They'd love to meet with you today. They said it would be a great honor. Hey, Jesse, we have a gun lobby. They're on the phone with you. They'd like to take you out to Roost Chris Steakhouse for dinner. They said it's on them, whatever you want. Do you think there's a chance all those promises I made when I was running for office to my constituents about how I was going to change their life and I was going to go fight the DC, I was going to drain the swamp, right? We hear that all the time. Drain the swamp! Yet the swamp never gets drained. Do you think those promises I made might start to fade from memory a little bit? Start to get a lot less important? It's not that all of these people are communist or communist adjacent, although many of them are. It's that once they get into Washington, D.C., life is pretty good. It's a good life, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I shouldn't say good because it's not. It's a very comfortable life, Republican or Democrat, if you are part of the system. If you choose to become part of the system, whether you're Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, being part of the system means being taken care of. You're in the castle. You've got your servants. You've got your wing. You've got a warm fireplace. Do you really want to blow this whole thing up for the peasants? A lot of this is just people who love being part of the club. What's that old George Carlin line, God rest his soul? It's a big club, and we ain't in it. And that's the truth. All right? Look, a lot of it's weakness, too, remember. I call them the low-T GOP for a reason. They just voted a few hours ago to bounce out George Santos. Bob Menendez still sits in the Senate. They just voted to oust George Santos. Jamal Bowman just pulled a fire alarm. Still sits in Congress, but Republicans, well, I mean, we don't want to look bad. The male vitality stack, GOP. Chalk has dedicated something to you. Actually, they haven't, but I'm trying to get you to take it. This is for normal people. Natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Do you have any idea how good you will feel in just 90 days? How much more energy you will have, how much more focus you will have. That's what Chalk does for you, a male vitality stack. It's not just the GOP who needs it, although the GOP does. We all do. And holiday sales are here. It's Christmas time, baby. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. If you've been waiting, don't wait anymore. Go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Moving through the old questions here. I want to play this again from this week. I played a little earlier this week. I just want everyone to hear this again. I want everyone to remember as these rumors about this new virus. There's a new virus, they say, coming out of China. It's pneumonia-like. I want everyone to remember that the doctors, the medical industry in this country, the insurance industry, the government, the media, the Hollywood, these people loved COVID, loved it. You look back in horror at everything they did. These people made the most money, got the most famous, felt important. They got to finally rule over us as kings and queens like they see themselves. This guy is dying for there to be another virus.
Well, could the next pandemic make the height of the COVID-19 outbreak look mild? That's what some experts are predicting for what's being called Disease X.
So I am very worried that we just don't, we as a nation, we haven't made that commitment to really fully protect the American
people. We caught up with Dr. Peter Hotez, who's traveling to get his take on the topic.
We have a likelihood that new pandemic threats, that people call them disease X, are going to be rising on a regular basis.
Why do you think some experts are predicting the next pandemic?
Disease X. I love that still. That's still my favorite.
Will make COVID-19 look like a walk in the park.
I've written about this as well. I wrote for the Houston Chronicle a couple of months back that COVID-19 is just the warm-up act. The next pandemic may not be as severe, but it could be much more severe. Having the funds available to make countermeasures for new diagnostics.
That guy, I'll just cut him off there. That guy loves COVID. Loves. Absolutely loves it. It's the greatest thing in the world that ever happened to him. All right. Let's move on. You know what? Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about something good before somebody, I'm going to answer this question. Why does it all matter? What do we care? You've heard of the season of hope, right? The season of hope is something Tunnel to Towers does. You know, we talk all the time about homeless veterans, about catastrophically injured veterans, the catastrophically injured veterans who get smart homes. You ever heard of Captain James Howard? Captain James Howard is a C5 quadriplegic to this day. Lost his hand and leg functions. He's paralyzed from the chest down. Captain James Howard has, and his family, have a fully adapted mortgage-free smart home now because of you. Tunnel to Towers didn't take this veteran who gave the functions of his body for this nation. They didn't forget about him. He has a quality of life now. He feels like less of a burden. That's really the problem. These guys feel like a burden on their families, which they're not, but that's what they feel like. He feels better. His family lives better because of what you do for Tunnel to Towers. I just wanted you to know that. All right. That your $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, that's where it goes. Not asking you for more or anything like that. I just want you to feel good about what you've done. If you'd like to participate, this is the season where they give these homes out right now. T2T.org. And doesn't take $100,000. $11. Sign up to give it automatically every month. You'll never know it's gone and you'll be doing good. T2T.org. All right. Journalist Jesse. I didn't think I'd listen to your Tuesday COVID show since the previous one you did upset me so much. But I started listening and it was so compelling I couldn't stop. Which brings me to my question. What's the point? The truth has come out about many of the commie lies, but so what? Since we now know the truth of the COVID response, we see there's no penalty to all the people who got it wrong, not even an apology. We know the jab doesn't keep you from getting infected. We know the mandates didn't work. We know Russian collusion was a lie. No penalty, no apology. We know Hunter's a crook and Joe's compromised. No penalty, no apology. We know Ukraine is stealing our money. No penalty, no apology. We know Saint, just so on and so forth. He says, although I have a Pure Talk phone, I didn't call in because I'd probably small talk you. Let the bar eat. And he wants to know really what's the point. He says, P.S. My wife has strange arthritis symptoms, which cause her pain, which move around to her different joints, mainly her neck. This started after she got the jab. She had been very athletic, but now can only walk a block or so before she's in so much pain she has to stop. She won't admit the vaccine caused this disorder since she's a lifelong Dem. What's the point is the subject of the email. It's the question, what's the point? What's the point? Well, we have to understand you. This is going to be hard for you to understand, and this is something I need people to remind me of oftentimes. We know so many things that the average American has no idea about. We are the hyper-informed. You, me, we are the hyper-informed. You don't understand how mega informed you are. If there's a look, let's just use the old example, the tip of the iceberg. You've seen the diagrams, I'm sure, before, or a picture of one. It's a side view of a big iceberg, and there's just a wee little tip sticking out the top, and then there's this gigantic iceberg several times larger than what's sticking out the top of the water. Most Americans, not 50%. Not 70%, 95% of your fellow Americans, including almost all the Republicans you know, they only know about the iceberg. You seek out information. You are informed. You have your own opinions on things. You know, I bet you already know who you're voting for in the primary, and I bet you know why. I bet you know why. I bet you know the issues. I bet you know about the border, or at least the border numbers. I bet you know about taxes and spending and Ukraine. You know things, and because you know so much, even if you kind of accept that Norm and Norma don't know as much as you, surely they know half. They don't. They don't have any idea. We occupy such a system of lies that most Americans occupy a world entirely of make-believe, and they have no clue what the real truth is. What is the point? You know what? I'm going to expand on this a little bit more in just a second. Hang on.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email me whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Finishing up this question, the guy asked, he basically laid out, okay, they lied about everything, no one got punished. They lied about COVID, no one got punished. They lied about George Floyd, no one got punished. Joe and Hunter never get punished. So what's the point? Waking up Norm in Norma is not something, I don't want you to think about it the wrong way. And I don't want me to think about it the wrong way. You know how we think about it? I don't want to point fingers at you. You know how I think about it sometimes? And this is wrong. I think, oh gosh, okay, once we wake up Norm and Norma, then we can move on and we can do these other things. I look at waking up Norm and Norma as if it's a step. And once we accomplish that step, then we'll move past it. It's step one, of course. Then once they're awake, then we can move on to step two. Waking up Norm and Norma is a lifetime of work. It is a constant battle. We have a system in our country that is based entirely on lies. People, especially Norms, all the Norms of the world, they consume normal news, they go to normal schools, they have, quote, normal friends. Even your Republican friends live in a world entirely of make-believe. The news reports stories the news wants to talk about while ignoring the biggest stories out there. The news will report flat-out lies, and Norm and Norma will believe said lies, at least a portion of those lies. Don't believe me? Ask your Republican friends. Forget about your communists. Forget about liberal Aunt Peggy for a minute. Ask your normal friends. Ask them what they think about man-made climate change. Ask 10 of them, maybe over the weekend, or five. Ask what they think about man-made climate change. Man-made climate change is not only not true, not a thing that exists, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous concept. The air you're breathing out is making the earth warmer. That sounds so stupid that the same people who came up with that come up with, everyone stand 6 feet away from everyone and then we'll be fine. That also, you know, another great example. Ridiculous. Standing 6 feet away from everybody didn't accomplish a thing. Ridiculous. The idea that a cloth mask hanging over your nose and mouth somehow stops the spread of something. Ridiculous. Yet I can still name Republicans in my life who have mentioned to me or mentioned to others in my presence, I've got a little bit of a cough. Maybe I should wear a mask at the party. Ridiculous. These people exist in a world that is not real. Because evil people bring you the news, evil people bring you your medicine, evil people make your laws, evil people preside over those laws as judges, evil people educate you, educate your children, evil, dishonest people. And so if someone hears a basic truth now, it can be horrifying to them. Go ask your Republican friends about man-made climate change. And report back to me how many of them respond, well, that's ridiculous. It's completely invented. It's something they made up to destroy the country and enrich themselves. How many of your 10 normie friends respond like that? I bet you'll be shockingly disappointed. That wasn't to bring you down. It was to make you aware. And really, I'm talking to myself, too, because I go through the same frustration. It is a lifetime of work waking up Norm and Norma. It's just part of the basics of what we do every day. Consider waking up Norm and Norma. Don't consider it a step. Consider it like drinking water. What's drinking water to you? Well, it's something you do every day, obviously, right? Your body needs water. You need to drink water. It's part of your daily routine. It's not something you do once a day and then it lets you move on to other things. Drinking water is something we all do all the time because our body needs water. Waking up Norm and Norma is just part of your day. Amongst the other political things you do, it's part of your day. These people are lost. And the thing about lost people is lots of times they don't know they're lost. Dear two-time congressional election loser. It's not very nice. My family is doing a Secret Santa gift exchange for the third year in a row. This time I drew the name of the female communist member of the family. What should I buy her? Funny and serious answers would both be appreciated. I love the show. Please don't say my name. Okay, first of all, get her a teeth whitening kit. There's nothing more subtly insulting than getting somebody a teeth whitening kit. Look, even if her teeth are pearly white, you get somebody that kit, they're immediately going to the bathroom. Oh my gosh, are they getting, I guess they are a little stained. Wow, they must be bad. If someone got that for me as a gift, get her a teeth whitening kit. Classic. I love doing this. The wife gets horrified, but that's my go-to gift exchange. Oh no, I just thought you'd love this. I saw you. You laughed at one of my jokes and I thought, my word, this guy needs some help. So get him a teeth whitening kit. Now that's the more gag one. On a serious note, get her a gym membership. Jesse, on a scale of 1 to 10, I just listened to your disquisition about the communist brain tumor. Chris, what does disquisition mean? Could you look it up, please, so we sound smart on the air? I would like to use this word more. I think this is a disquisition. I feel like people are making up words on us because they know I'm stupid and I don't know it. Michael, do you know? Have you ever heard of that word? You don't know what that word means either? Okay, well, that's not very nice, Michael. Michael just said, I don't know why everyone uses big words with you. I know some big words. I'm sorry. Do you speak Spanish?
Buenas tardes.
What, Chris? An in-depth investigation, often in writing. That is me. I'm so in-depth. Yeah, I am, Chris. I'm a very, very deep person. Like Kamala. Quit focus. Jesse, would this tumor be more visible if the head was bald like yours? That's really mean. You know what? That's actually really mean. All right. Anyway, he says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburger, 1 being ricotta cheese, how brilliant is it that the communist here in the USA views the Russian communist as a source of evil, yet they refuse to acknowledge their own communist thinking is the real source of our country's problems? Well, I understand what you're saying, but that's not necessarily the case. The average American lib, the average American communist, they hate Russia. They hate Russia with a passion. In fact, you don't look, if you mention something to these people, maybe you just got done confronting liberal Aunt Peggy at Thanksgiving. Did she call you a Putin puppet? Did she say anything to you about Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin? Did she say anything to you about that? I bet she did. It's a go-to line for them. But the thing is, again, the hyper-informed are making a mistake. You know the history, and you have thought this through. Liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't call you a Putin puppet because she actually knows anything about Vladimir Putin or Russia or even cares really about Vladimir Putin or Russia. That's not why she does what she does. You could try to explain the irony or the hypocrisy of this to her, but it would do no good whatsoever. Do you understand why Liberal Aunt Peggy calls you a Putin puppet? I'll explain in a minute.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, wrapping everything up here as we get ready to go into a wonderful weekend. Before we do that, I want to address this. The communist. We was talking about Russia and them calling you as a Russian puppet and Vladimir Putin. Why do they call you a Putin puppet? Why the Russia obsession? Well, there are two reasons. One, make sure you, first of all, let's be clear. It has nothing to do with Russia. These people know nothing about Russia. They know nothing about Vladimir Putin. A big reason why liberal Aunt Peggy calls you a Putin puppet is because she went up to the hive mind, remember, and she plugged in her cord and she got updated programming. The communist thrives on idols. Idols that are good and made to be worshipped. Idols that are bad and made to be hated. And the communist loves what he's told to love without thinking or reason. And the communist hates what he's told to hate without thinking or reason. That's why St. George Floyd statues stand in New York City to this day. The guy had more funerals than British royalty. What? A drug dealer no one knew about? They saw an opportunity to create an idol, force people to worship it, and that helps gain them more power, more control. It works the exact same way with people they want you to hate. Liberal Aunt Peggy cannot articulate to you why she hates Donald Trump. Are you a DeSantis supporter? If you're a DeSantis supporter, you probably have some problems with Donald Trump. I guarantee you can articulate what those problems are. If I ask you as a DeSantis supporter, if you are one, this won't apply to Trump supporters, but if you're a DeSantis supporter and I ask you why you dislike Trump, I guarantee the Trump people will disagree, but you will be able to lay out, boom, boom, I dislike because this, 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 and this. Liberal Aunt Peggy has no idea. None. January 6th, the racist, insane, stupid things that have no thought to them whatsoever. She was given an idol to hate. That's all Russia and Putin are to these people. It has nothing to do with their form of government or Putin or Ukraine or they don't know. These people don't know. That's only one part of it, though. A second part is this. We have to remember this. Your values, remember. Look, what's part of the reason? There are many bad reasons, but what's part of the reason Republicans voted to bounce George Santos out of Congress a few hours ago? There are plenty of bad reasons. I already went over those. Well, what's part of the reason? Part of the reason is the right, they see themselves as being warriors for good. They want to be good, and they want to live in a world that is good, and they want to have a friendly debate. And so if one of their members of Congress, if he has a dirty mark on him, we will, of course, remove him because we are the good guys, after all. Aren't we the good guys? Well, that's ridiculous, one. Two, the communist uses that against us. The reason they call you Putin, Russia puppet, is the same reason they call you Nazi, white supremacist, threat to democracy, things like that. It's not necessarily because they believe those things. It's because they know if they can come up with the most despicable description in the world for you and throw that accusation out at you, you will spend your time not stopping them, not stopping their agenda. You will spend your time defending yourself against these accusations because the last thing in the world you would ever want to be considered is a racist, a Nazi, a white supremacist. These are horrible things. And so if someone says, if you're in an argument with liberal Aunt Peggy, and she's telling you why she's thrilled that she got to murder her 10th baby. She just had her 10th abortion, and she's thrilled about that. And you begin to explain to liberal Aunt Peggy how that's evil and wrong. And she says, okay, Nazi, that's what a white supremacist like you would say. The human inclination, the human motivation is to defend yourself against that accusation. Nazi? Racist? What are you talking about? The second you move off of the subject at hand onto defending yourself against their ridiculous accusations, they've already won. You're no longer discussing what they want you to stop discussing. When you move on, you've lost. Game over. Period. End of story. That's why they throw those accusations out there. All right? Now, I have a little bit of good news for you. You know how Pure Talk's the best, right? Pure Talk, you get a hold of Pure Talk and you have this magical experience, almost foreign in this country anymore, foreign in that you get to speak to an American who speaks English. Yeah, Pure Talk also, they're adding international roaming to over 30 countries right now. Whether you're in the Bahamas, Buckingham Palace, wherever, Pure Talk is right there with you. Your U.S.-based customer service team, your veteran-owned company. And you know right now, on top of all the other money you save an additional 50% off your first month when you switch to Pure Talk. It is the holiday season. Go to puretalk.com. or to pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It's just, it's a better life. Trust me on that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Red Lobster's endless shrimp deal was too popular, the company said. Look, apparently they lost a bunch of money on it, and they're going to have to start charging people more money. Normally in this economy, the inflation things, we can blame on the government and the spending and stuff. I'll be honest, this one's on me. Russia's Supreme Court effectively outlaws LGBTQ plus activism in a landmark ruling. It's like somebody's interested in keeping their country. Record 50 million immigrants in the U.S. spiked by illegal surge under Biden. 50 million people here illegally, and the flood continues because Biden and Republicans work together to keep our border open, destroying the sovereignty of this country. WHO demands fresh data from China amid pneumonia outbreak. Yes, yes, I'm sure the WHO that works almost exclusively on behalf of China, I'm sure they've laid down some pretty serious demands for China. I bet China's quaking in their little, Chris, what are the Chinese, what are those shoe things that Chinese people use? Not moccasins. I don't know what they're, the flippy, not wooden shoes, Chris. Gosh, it's not the 1800s. UN to ask the West to reduce meat eating to fight climate change in new global food systems. Sorry, this country loves me. Trump touts endorsement from Black Lives Matter leader. Very honored to have BLM support. I'm not even bothering with it. Did Jack Smith investigate Trump's Twitter followers? Of course he did. Our DOJ has declared war on everybody who supports anything on the right. And with that, put your phone down, put a smile on your face, and go enjoy your weekend. We'll do it again tomorrow. Well, no, we won't. That's a lie. We'll do it Monday. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.